Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, Father God, we come to you this evening, Lord, just saying thank you. Father God, you are an awesome and a wonder, and every day we seek to have just a little more of you. Father God, we thirst after you, O God, and we're so glad to be able to come in your presence once again, O God, to hear a word from you that you are about to speak through your woman of God. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity just to spend time with you. For those of us that were on the East Coast in the DMV area, we thank you, O Lord, for the purification of the snow, O God, where it purified the air and the grounds, O Lord, but it also purified us because it gave us an opportunity to allow you to cleanse us and to correct us and to speak to us and encourage and edify. Father God, we look forward to this program on tonight, O God, this motivational Monday, O God. Lord, we ask that you decrease us and increase you in us, O God, to give us, O God, another opportunity. Open our ears, our hearts, our souls, our spirit, O God, to your word, O God. We thank you and praise you for everyone that's on this call, whether it's by telephone or computer. God, I ask that you bless them going in and you bless them coming out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I have to admit, I am very motivated because it's Monday, and I got some of my friends on the line tonight, and I'm excited about what these ladies are going to do because I know they're going to bring it and give it to you right. I get a little bit overexcited, so I apologize to Minister Wright for speaking because I know it's always prayer time before we begin, but I just got moved and motivated and feel really good. So, hello, everyone. My name is Victoria Mans-Cherry. I'm the executive producer of Victorious Radio and Communications. And tonight I'm very excited to introduce and present to you Motivational Mondays, the Power Hour. It's friends, followers, supporters of this ministry and the radio station, I would like to extend a personal thank you for joining us in our mission to establish God's kingdom here on earth and to speak the true, unadulterated word of God. We are looking forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the messages delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the Word of God through ministries and lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly among our community leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and to establish a line of prayer throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while building faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Please stay tuned to the very end of the show because throughout the show, the Bible verse breakdown, which is a detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word as we seek to apply it on daily terms, is conducted later in the show. So with all of that being said, let's get right down to it and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Monday, Motivational Mondays. And if you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And, of course, you can always contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. If you are interested in sponsorship after listening to the show tonight, please email contact@wearevictorious.info. We have four rules in which we would like all participants to abide. Respect will be given to others at all times. No badgering, as the assembly is created to be a safe and nurturing environment. In the end, we agree to disagree. No profanity, please. Motivational Monday seeks to be a home name, and we choose to keep this forum clean in his presence. Prayer requests are always welcome. If you wish to address the hostesses for tonight or the forum with a question or comment by phone, please press 1 and be patient with us as we will permit your entrance into the forum when appropriate. And you can always comment in our chat room, in which that will be monitored and read according to the appropriate times. So let's start right away with giving a warm welcome for tonight's panelists. We have Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel Bryant, Minister Maria Wright, and founder of Anathoth House, Tracy Alston. Ladies, how are you tonight?
Happy Motivational Monday. How are you?
You know, prior to this show, I was suffering from a little cabin fever. I've been in here in the snow. I have the option to get out, but I'm just not ready. But I got my second wind after hearing that prayer and just being moved tonight about what you guys bring forth consistently for over a year now into our community with this positive word.
Amen, amen. And we're excited.
Yes, we are. Like you said, it's Monday. Amen.
And I love it. I love it.
You are.
All right. Well, praise God. Well, ladies, I'm going to turn over and let you guys do what you do. We have some special listeners tonight that are listening to your show. So let's show them what we can do here in this forum.
You breaking up, Victoria.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is that we have some special listeners on the call tonight by invite, and I'm excited to show them what you guys can do.
Amen. Well, praise the
Amen.
Lord. Well, we have a special
we have a special
host tonight, and we would like for Tracy to start it off for us tonight.
Okay.
Amen. You ready, Tracy?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hello, everyone. My
hey,
name
Trace.
Is can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, my name is Sister Tracy Alston. I'm the co-founder of Anna Thought House, which is an outreach ministry and food pantry in Waldorf. And I want to first thank the Lord for opening a door for me to minister the word tonight. And I want to thank my sisters in Christ, Ministers LaShawn O'Brien and Ministers Maria Wright of As Sisters with Purpose. Also, I want to thank our host, Sister Victoria, for allowing and arranging for me just to speak on the line tonight. So we're just going to delve right in it because God has downloaded. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we greet you again, and we thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. O God, I come to you and I repent of any iniquities or any transgressions, known and unknown. O God, we bind the ears and the eyes of Satan right now and his messengers. We decree that they are not privy to this prayer, this message, this conversation, or our actions. They are made without gesture, found deaf, dumb, and mute. I pray, Abba Father, that the word you have given me is delivered as you wish. Let it minister to the hearts and the souls of those who are present on the line. Holy Spirit, reveal your truth here tonight. Let your word evoke change and draw us closer to you. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. So I want, before I start, I want to encourage you to get pen and paper and take notes so you can go back and study the topic for further insight, for further clarity and understanding. And as always, you can feel free to contact us or afterwards with any questions or comments. And I want to talk to you on tonight, on this evening, about spiritual warfare. So you might say, well, what exactly is spiritual warfare? From a Christian's perspective, spiritual warfare is the supernatural war of good versus evil. It is an invisible battle between God and Satan. And Satan, as already established in Ephesians 2:2, is the prince of the air. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who have refused to obey the Lord. That would be the first battle. Now, we have a second battle that is going on, which is the warfare, which is our spirit against our flesh. So as a follower of Christ, we are called to operate by our spirit man, who is under the direction of the Holy Spirit. But oftentimes, our resistant flesh is a contender to our spirit. And that's why Paul says it's important to keep our flesh in subjection. So most often, when the Lord works, Satan hinders, because his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So all of this comes about because the powers of darkness press to recapture the ground which is held for the glory of God. So keeping in mind that while Satan is the prince of the air, God is still sovereign. God is fully aware of every attempt by Satan to bring suffering and difficulty upon us. So while God may allow us to suffer for a reason beyond our understanding, he is never caught by surprise. But oftentimes, he uses these trials to draw us closer to him. These hindrances can also test our authenticity as a believer. So it is very easy to say we are more than a conqueror when things are going relatively well. But what stance do we take when difficulty and opposition come our way? Will we still stand steadfast to the very end on the day of opposition? As in the case with Job, God gives Satan permission to wreak havoc in his life. However, even when Job's wife cursed God, Job stood to the very end. He was unmovable. He was unwavering, still abounding in the work of the Lord in all the unpleasantries. So as a believer, once we have accepted the gift of salvation, we were automatically delivered from the powers of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of heaven. but that didn't mean we were exempt from persecution. This raging battle will continue, and if we are to combat and counteract these evil forces, then we must engage in spiritual warfare. Now, to engage in warfare effectively, we must acknowledge there is a battle. This invisible war of good versus evil, it takes place in the supernatural. So we have to come to terms that in order to combat and defeat these supernatural entities, we cannot do it with natural means. This is a war. It's not a myth. It's not a fantasy. This is real. So you might ask, well, where do these spirits lurk? Well, since we live in a world that is so widely influenced by the demonic forces, it is easy for these spirits to operate and gain biblical ground. The enemy's playground is the mind. Matthew 12:43 says, these evil spirits are looking for a rest. They are looking for a home. So if Satan can gain a foothold in a person's mind, and that entrance is gained through sin, unbelief, doubt, worry, lust, fornication, gossip, backbiting, whatever the sin nature may be, he can then set up a stronghold. He can then present lies to that person's mind, and before you know it, that person is operating in a manner outside of the will of God, and his actions are a reflection of this lie or the stronghold. So you might say, well, what is a stronghold? Apostle Paul enlists the word stronghold, and he defines it as the spiritual fortress where Satan and his legions hide and protect. So these fortresses exist in the thoughts and the patterns and the ideas that govern individuals. They govern churches as well as communities and nations. So before victory can be claimed, these strongholds must be pulled down and Satan's armor removed. Then the mighty weapons of the word and the spirit can effectively plunder Satan's house. So in short, a stronghold is any type of belief or idea that is contrary to the truth of God. We know that as a believer, God has not left us defenseless. We have the ability through Christ to tear down the stronghold. This is a major part of spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says that we walk in the flesh. We do not war according to the flesh, but divinely powerful for the pulling down of the stronghold. So God is saying, yes, in the natural, we are merely these weak humans, but we do not have to use human methods, and we should not use human methods to plan and win the wars. This warfare involves trickery and the power of the devil as opposed to human battle. So even though human beings certainly play a role in line with the schemes of the devil, they are being used as these entities, these demonic spirits, to accomplish evil. So why are so many saints losing ground and losing the battle? Why are so many believers defeated and discouraged? Because it could be we have not appropriately applied the spiritual weaponry made available to us by our Heavenly Father. Supernatural wars cannot be fought with natural means. So knowing we are in a world that is ruled by rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, it should not come to a surprise that we see the calamity that is unfolding right before our very eyes. What really should be a surprise is that this evil continues at an unprecedented rate in light of the number of churches on every corner, in spite of the outstanding number of ministries being birthed in our nation and across the world, and the multitude of believers who have confessed Jesus as Lord over their lives. As believers, we have been given the spiritual arsenal, yet much of it has been untouched or has been used ineffectively. So as believers, we are up against this army. whose mission is to defeat Christ's church. 1 John 5:19 will tell us that we are the children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. So our real struggle is not against the physical or the material adversaries. They are the demonic forces battling in the spirit realm. But God has not left us defenseless, but has actually given us the arsenal we need to tear down the strongholds, to break the yoke of bondages, and he has given us, according to Luke 10:19, all authority over the enemy to crush and destroy him. Our Heavenly Father wants us to realize, as a son and as a daughter in Christ, that we have the victory over healing, forgiveness. We can restore relationships. Peace and joy can come about. He talks about this unspeakable joy that he wants to deposit in us. We can still be prosperous. He has given us the power to obtain it, but for some reason, we keep coming up against these hindrances. So how do we overcome? I believe it is high time for us to stop going around the same old mountain again and again. It is high time that we take back what has rightfully been declared ours through Christ Jesus, our inheritance. Through Christ, every promise, every gift, every blessing that the Lord has for us should flow to us unhindered. And we have the supernatural ability to stop the enemy in his tracks. We are to interrupt Satan's plan and confuse him, not vice versa. So we should never be given over to the whims of the devil due to any ignorance. Everything has been made available to us. So some of us have sat down long, and some of us may be on the verge of giving up. We have been bruised by the fiery darts. We have been saddened with disappointments or shattered dreams, hurt by broken promises. But as a child of God, he says we cannot perish. We are bruised, but we are not broken. We have seen where the evil spirits have come into our territories and wreaked havoc. I can tell you about a friend of mine who had a daughter who was very popular in high school, captain of the cheerleading squad, a beautiful girl. And so my friend and her daughter, they fell on hard times, and they had to move in with her sister and her boyfriend. So this boyfriend was somewhat of a shady character, and my friend's daughter did not like him. So to make a long story short, after about 6 months of living there, my friend's daughter became somewhat of a recluse. She no longer was on the cheerleading squad. She dropped out of school, and she had some sort of attention deficit. So this once bubbly girl, so full of life and conversation, to this day, she barely talks. She has been diagnosed as bipolar. So I want to believe that whatever evil spirit was operating in that boyfriend is now having a field day in this young lady's mind. To date, this mom, she goes from church to church looking for someone to cast out this evil spirit. But alas, she has found no one. So what does she not recognize? What she does not recognize, that as a child of God, she has the power to cast out this evil spirit in the name of Jesus. This is the spiritual warfare. We have to determine if we are going to put up a fight to save our children, to restore our marriages, to break the chains of poverty, to reclaim good health and strength, to believe our loved ones will someday receive the invitation of Jesus in their heart, if we are to begin to repair the breaches, to bring light into this dark and dismal world. God, know that God has promised us some things. He has told us that he would bring us into the promised land as he did with the Israelites. But he didn't say it was going to be easy. We have to know we will have to put up a fight. We need to get past things that things are just going to fall into our laps and they're going to be easy. Yes, supernatural deliverance can happen, but in most cases, it's going to take a fight. The Bible declares, fight the good fight, fight of faith. It's going to take some muscle, some backbone that is only powered by the Holy Spirit. So, to counteract the evil one, to engage in effectively in spiritual warfare, we first must acknowledge the war. We have to acknowledge that there is a war going on. Be not ignorant of what's going on around you. Look at the scriptures, Ephesians 6:12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. We see in Luke 22:31, and the Lord told Simon, behold, Satan has decided to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. For some of you, the adversary has already steeped the anointing on your life. You have been given an assignment, and Satan wants to do everything he can to stop the progression of the kingdom of God. You are a threat to him. You are a threat to darkness. There is a sweetness upon your life. You have been a sweet-smelling fragrance to the Lord, but Satan wants to stop your good deeds. Yet, we have the ability to overcome every hindrance and impediment. This is not the time for us to lose ground, but no, we must be properly outfitted appropriately for battle. We have to know it is a time for binding and loosing in the name of Jesus. It is a time to shake off the timidity, shake off the pity party, and fight the good fight of faith. The second thing, the second call of duty, make your mind up and purpose in your heart to fight. Once we have been established that there is a battle going on, the second plan of action is to make up our mind and heart and know that we are going to war. We cannot get dissuaded by the distractions, the setbacks, those who hurt us. We cannot be moved by every passing wind or storm. God has called us to resemble the tree with the long roots that is firmly planted by the water bank. He said, we are immovable through Christ because we have a renewed mind in him. We cannot rely on this old mindset. It's a thing of the past. We look at Daniel in Daniel 1:8. Daniel said he resolved in his heart that despite what was going on around him, he would do what was pleasing to the Lord. Like Daniel, we are in hostile territory. God says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Choose on this day, are we going to follow God, being steadfast in our faith, even when all others don't, even when our circumstances shock defeat, we will be faithful to the one who is so ever faithful to us. When the opposition arises, we are determined that we will not give in to the pressures of the world. We shall stand flat-footed in the promises. We will run and not grow weary. We will not faint. We will not be weary in our well-doing. We cannot give up on God because he has not given up on you. When we get the negative report, when we are hurt by those who are closest to us, we are talked about. But we still love. You know, I'm saying all of this, but it is easier said than done. But this is part of the fight. Our ability to fight is going to be contingent upon the made-up mind. In light of what I'm going to finish, and I'm going to finish strong, despite the report, despite of what it looks like. And if we really want to put things in perspective, the fight or the struggle that we're going through is really nothing in comparison to the suffering our Lord and Savior endured on the cross. For those who are going through this season of drought, loneliness, depression, anxiety, barrenness, financial difficulties, a strained relationship, sickness, do we really think in our mind, in our heart of hearts, Do we think that we can reverse these situations for our good? Do we really think we can obtain victory through Christ through this spiritual warfare? Ask ourselves, is my marriage worth the fight? Is my career worth me putting on the gloves? Will I get in the boxing ring for my peace, for my joy? Is my ministry worth the fight? Is there hope for my child who has gone astray? Yes, there is, because despite the lie of the enemy, God has given us the resources. He said to replenish this earth and the power and the authority to destroy the works of Satan. Once we have acknowledged this battle, we have the made-up mind, now we engage. Who is the warrior on the line? She or he is dedicated, holy and righteous warrior, like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible declares we are clothed in righteousness, not in and of ourselves, but that which comes from Christ. So before we begin to dress for battle, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the areas in our heart that are still full of darkness. If these sinful natures are not cast out, we will be looking at future defeat. If we are to be effective in spiritual warfare, we must be discerning of our own hearts and minds. What does our conversations look like behind the scenes? What are our actions looking like? Does our heart look like that of God? We must submit everything to God and resist the devil, according to James 4:7. The greatest defense we have against the devil is to maintain an honest heart before God. Satan thrives on those areas where that we withhold from the Lord. That is his foothold. Our very sin nature is an invitation for Satan to come in and blind us of God's truth. So if we cannot fully operate in God's truth, we cannot properly defeat the enemy, as we are more apt to walk in error. Sin blinds and hinders us from receiving direction, truth, and insight from the Holy Spirit. Demons through our sin nature can gain this biblical ground, coming to kill, steal, and destroy. Continually seeking the Lord in repentance.
Yeah, Tracy, pause right there for a minute. With that being said, with all that you're saying, how is it that my belief is that many don't understand what a spiritual warfare is because they don't believe. They don't believe in the word themselves. So they don't even understand how to take the word and to apply it where they can see themselves as warriors. So okay. That's really where you have to get your mind. You have to really bring yourself to a place where you believe that word for yourself. Not that it's just being talked about or you go to church and you heard it. You have to believe it and believe that he died on the cross for your sins and for you to have authority in this earth, here and now, not in the near future or when you close your eyes. It's here and now.
Yeah.
A lot of times other people experience spiritual battles and don't know how to strategize prayers to defeat the enemy. Strategize in prayer because you don't understand your authority. But I'm going to pause it right there. And Maria, we need to do an announcement, and then Tracy, you can get back to your topic.
And before we do the announcement, I just want to add to what you're saying as about them, not understanding their authority, and that's because they don't understand who they are as a child of God. What does it mean when I say that I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior?
what is my position in the kingdom, they don't really get an understanding that, or have an understanding that they are a joint heir with Christ. That means that we are Christ's brother and sister. We are connected, and we are just as important to God as Christ is, and God has instilled in us that same ability to be able to fight, to be able to stand, to be able to pray. And you know.
I agree. And with that being said, to your thoughts, like Tracy said, that it starts in your mind. Now, your thoughts can be anything that's not of Christ. You know it's not lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know that it's not lining up, and you decide to do it anyway.
Yeah. Because you don't cast it down. Yeah.
No, you don't cast it down. And I'm going to try to make it simple for everyone to understand how your thoughts can. Your thoughts go into action.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about, like right now, if we thought about it long enough to say, hey, I can go outside and I can shovel all that snow that's in front of me. I can do it.
Right.
You're going to take action, or you say, hey, I think I might want to go rob the 7-Eleven tonight. If I think about it long enough, it's going to go into action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I might meet this guy tonight. I know I shouldn't. But if we hook up, it's going to be what it's going to be, and then I'll repent, and the Lord will forgive me for doing what I shouldn't have done intimately with this person, but I want to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that thought turned into your action.
Yeah.
You move forward into that. So the enemy put those thoughts, all those thoughts, everything I just said would be a sign that that's not of God. I know that's not, but I'm throwing it out there as if I was to think those things and not cast those things down and put them into line, cast them away, I can actually take that action and go do any of those things. Using it as an example, because Tracy, you had named all of the things, fornication, all of that stuff, was
mm-hmm.
lined up in Scripture. It's there. It doesn't change just because you don't feel as though that you believe what it says. That's the word. That's what you need to believe and know that is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So walk in that. First, believe it, so you can fight the battle. The things that's going on in your mind and in your life and things like that. But I said enough. But anyway, go ahead, Maria.
Praise God. And it's such a meaty topic. It's so much that can be said. So, Tracy, you're doing an excellent job. Thank you so much. And I'm going to hurry up so we can get right back into it. We are excited, as Victoria mentioned, because we have a lot of great things coming up. But there's two main things that we want to talk about tonight, and that is, well, three. Let me change that, three. Three. First of all, this Saturday, we are hosting the Kingdom Women's Brunch at Infused Restaurant, which is located on Allentown Road in Temple Hills, Maryland, and it's at 10 a.m., and so the cost is $30, and I know we were going to try to connect with people this weekend to, you know, if you wanted to collect pay and you hadn't, but due to the weather, we weren't, so I'll get with Sean and see how we're going to handle that. However, if you are interested in going, you need to let us know as soon as possible by tomorrow at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Again, that's sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net, and we will be going to Infuse for the Kingdom Women's Brunch, 10 a.m. This Saturday, and we are excited. We got some surprises for some of you. So it'll be a great thing. It'll be a surprise for you. In addition to that, on March 26th.
Minister Wright, I'm so sorry to cut in. I wanted
right.
to just piggyback. I just wanted to piggyback really quickly on the Kingdom Women's Brunch. We actually have some participants, some surveys, and I'd like to apologize because due to the weather and the delays with the weather, we have not been able to coordinate to talk about the winners of the survey for the two free brunch tickets. So I guess I want to let you know that we have some participants and we have some winners, but now would not be an appropriate time to announce the winners, and I wasn't sure how you guys wanted to go about that. But we do have winners for the brunch.
Okay, well, we could connect with you offline so we can notify them. Do they already know?
No, because I couldn't move forward without you guys, of course. So I guess we can announce who went next Monday.
Yes. And we'll connect so we can let them know as soon as possible that they won. So
okay,
excellent.
Wonderful.
And what we're talking about is that Victoria's Radio and Communications so graciously sponsored two women to go to the Kingdom Women Brunch. So we are excited and we praise God for that. And we just pray that the Lord just blesses you, Victoria, and your business immensely just for looking out for a couple of women to be able to hear from the Lord and just say be in fellowship on Saturday. So thank you so much for that. Next, we're talking about on the road. On March 26th, Sisters with Purpose will be going on the road to Sight and Sound to see Samson. And so what we're asking is those that are, because the bus trip is sold out and we had a waiting list, but those who are going, we need you to be at the Oxon Hill Park and Ride at 7:30 a.m. on the 26th. Again, 7:30 a.m. at the Oxon Hill Park and Ride because the bus will be leaving at 8 a.m. sharp. And we are not talking 801, 802. We leave right on time so that we can keep to our schedule, which is, it's tight, but it's right. We will be going shopping as well as where that part is on your own. What you spend is on you. Amen. But we'll also be dining at Plain and Fancy Restaurant, which is family-style dining. The food is delicious, so I know you're going to have a great time. We always have fun on the bus. Amen. And then we'll be hitting the play as well. So we are looking forward, amen. We are so excited, and so we will see you on the bus. And then, last but certainly not least, we are preparing for our Weekend of Serenity, amen, which is October 28th through 30th at Sandy Cove Conference Center, located in Northeast Maryland. We are already collecting deposits, so if you are interested in going, please let us know as soon as possible, because I tell you, the space is going to fill up quickly. We have a great time in the Lord. We have great facilitators and workshops, and God just blesses, and he just does more and more each year. So we are just excited. So, again, mark your calendars, October 28th through the 30th, Sandy Cove Restaurant, Sandy Cove Conference Center, amen, in Northeast Maryland, for the Sisters with Purpose Weekend of Serenity. It is an awesome time to relax, relate, and release in the Lord. I tell you, you'll go where, how you come, you won't leave the same way. Amen. It will be for the better. Amen. And you just have a glorious time. It's located on the Chesapeake Bay, and we just have an awesome time in the Lord. So let us know if you're interested. You can reach us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Amen.
Tracy. Okay. Yes, we do have fun on those trips. I'm going to have to hurry up. We have, I think I have about 10 minutes. So,
don't rush. If we have to do a part two, Tracy, that's fine. Don't rush.
Okay. The key part, though, is we have to know that the Lord has given us, you know, the supernatural ammunition. Once we have acknowledged the war, we've decided to fight, we've repented, let's take a hold of this ammunition. You know, there was this old movie, I'm sure many of us have seen it, it was called Scarface, where Tony Montana introduces the like of this AK-47, and he says, "Say hello to my little friend." Well, because as a child of God, we too have a little friend. But this one does not look like the natural weaponry of the world system. God's yeah. ammunition, when appropriately applied, can do far more damage. The first round of ammunition, which renders the enemy powerless, say hello to prayer. It is a wellspring of life to us because it paralyzes the enemy when appropriated justly. I often see so many people marching for different causes, and yet I know there's a time and a place for these causes, but I do believe that we can do so much more in our prayer closet. In the prayer closet, we can enter into the Holy of Holies and do irrefutable damage to the enemy. It is in that war room, God says in Isaiah 22, he has given us the key. We have to use it. That key, we take authority to close off, lock, shut, and seal with the blood of Jesus all the entryways and portals Satan tries to use to access us. Through our prayer life, we can prevent the demonic curses, the spirits, the deception, the confusion, the hindrances, and other lies that the enemy try to get into our presence. In this war room, we can once again invite the Holy Spirit to fill us up, to cause an anointing to break the, and destroy the yokes of bondage over us. Prayer is simple. It is a place where you go and you just talk to God just like you would talk to your friend. Tell him what's on your heart. He already knows. But we can, in this room, we can pray for deliverance. In our cars, we need to turn the radio off. Every situation, we can pray for deliverance from strongholds of sickness and disease, infirmities and afflictions. So Satan has absolutely no defense when we are praying. And that is why the Bible says to pray without ceasing. He says, the Apostle Paul says, continually be in prayer. Acts 6:4, in our prayers, it says recite the scriptures. In order to recite them, we're going to have to get familiar with them. The Bible says, put them on your doorpost. Put them in the conspicuous places. Because as Minister LaShawn and Minister Maria said earlier, we're going to have those thoughts. I have those thoughts. And when I have those scriptures in front of me or when I memorize them, I can cast down those thoughts, those arguments that go against what God has already told me. And as we pray, we have to keep in mind Psalm 66:18. It says we cannot afford a prayer life that is hindered by our own self. Psalm 66:18 says that if there be any iniquity in our heart, God will not answer our prayers. This doubt will hinder our prayers. Unbelief, according to James 1:5-7, you know, many are praying and we're trying to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And the scriptures are there, but our heart and our mind and the very nature of Christ is not in our hearts. Our spiritual weapons of destruction are ineffective when we are praying. You need me to stop? Okay. But if we're praying but in a continuous disobedience to the will and the word of God, God is not looking for perfection, but none of us are perfect. But he is looking for the one who is willing to just set aside his or her ways and to try to adopt the heart and mind of Christ. He is looking for the one who is continually looking to change and seek his will. So when we speak to God, he will speak back. He will give us insight. He will give us the strategy. We won't have to figure things out, and that we may walk in clarity and not confusion. The word says in Luke 18:1, pray and do not lose hope. LaShawn, do you need me to stop?
No, continue.
Okay. All right. So know that in our prayers, regardless of how much rebuking and denouncing we're doing according to Acts 19:15, know that demons recognize who is walking in the spirit and who is not. When the evil spirit answered them, they said to Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Darkness cannot cast out darkness. Don't let your prayer life be for naught. Our God is true. He is holy. He is not interested in the counterfeit Christian. He is looking for the authenticity, the sincere, the real deal Christian, the warrior who can still hold up the blood-stained banner and pray and intercede regardless of the plight. And, you know, this doesn't happen overnight. This is a process. You know, I have my days where I'm discouraged and I'm defeated. But we fall down, but we get back up again. But we can't do these things in human strength. It's going to take a whole lot of leaning and cleaving to the almighty hand of Jesus. It is when we drift away, we lose our strength, we lose our tenacity. The holy warrior, the one clothed in righteousness, the one who prays in earnest, he said the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Let's ask ourselves, where is our righteousness not coming from? It's not because of any of our good works, but this righteousness is made because we've gotten it through Christ. And we've made a concerted effort to try to take on the nature of Christ by reading the Word, denying our flesh. He's looking for God is not looking for a contaminated offering. Our next little friend, our next round of ammunition is the blood of Christ. This is one of our most powerful weapons. Pleading the blood of Jesus as described in Hebrews 2:14. I purpose not to go out of the house unless we plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our friends, and our loved ones. Appropriate the blood everywhere. When I'm walking down the street, when we're walking in the mall, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over this place. We come against accidents. We come against anything that is not of you, O God. Declare Psalms 91, the hedge of protection over our loved ones, over our nation. The name of Jesus is also in our arsenal. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. His name is the name above every name. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. That is something you can declare. Ecclesiastes says, as long as you are in the land of the living, you have hope. If you have breath in your body, you need me to stop? I keep hearing noises. Okay, I'm sorry. Open up your mouth and call on the name of Jesus. There is an army that is rising up when we call on the name of Jesus. There are angels that are being assigned to go out and war on our behalf. We are the army of the Lord. We can break the chains of poverty, break the chains of lust and adultery, injustice, homosexuality. Our victory begins with Jesus and it ends with Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, but it is not enough to call on Jesus with our lips, with our warfare, and he is not in his very nature is not in our heart. I've said this before and it's worth repeating. Call Jesus by his name. We can come against depression. We can come against laziness, the spirit of error. When we open our mouth, we can declare this victory over our situations. And yes, there are issues on all fronts, but let us not be dismayed. We can declare the breakthroughs by the almighty power of the name of Jesus. God is saying, we can speak to the spirit of lust, the spirit of destruction. And for anyone who is on a bed of affliction, you know, in all honesty, sometimes we don't feel like doing all of the stuff that I'm saying that we should do. for you can utter the name Jesus. 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 Over and over. For he is Lord God, all powerful. And he knows what we can do through our reasonable service. God says, I have given you these resources. Don't let it go to waste. The enemy has raised the bar, but yet have we? We cannot do average anymore. We can't do mediocrity. He wants to set a fire in our belly that we can be a flame of glory, that it's going to represent him appropriately in this earth realm. He has called us to be radical in the spirit, violent in the supernatural. To slay the dragon, we have to put the enemy to flight. That is our testimony. God is looking for more testimonies from the from good rather than evil. So that our testimonies will, is what will draw others unto thee. And it may look like the odds are against us, but God says in his word, there are more with us than there are with thee. I'm going to just skip over some things, but I really wanted to get into the worship, the praise. That is also a big part of our ammunition. And
Tracy, do you want to hold that part and do a part two?
It's up to you. I can
if you're
back.
Available.
Yes, because it's more rounds of ammunition. So
I would, Tracy, I would suggest a part two just because we don't want to miss out on anything that God would want us to hear on this subject. And we certainly don't want to rush it.
Our time is running out, so I suggest to do a part two. Whenever you're available, we can talk offline.
Okay. And ladies, I just want to chime in. Tracy, as the executive producer, let me let you know that the lights have been paid in this forum for you to talk as long as you want to talk. Although I appreciate everybody being time sensitive, you're trying to give a very important message, and don't ever feel rushed. If the Spirit is leading you to speak, you continue to speak. I got it. You're covered. But in any event, I do agree with the ladies. You probably do want to consider coming back so that you don't feel rushed. But I appreciate you being considerate of the time. Well, we're good to go. And guess what? I won't even charge overtime.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that little corny joke in there. But please feel comfortable. I just want you to be comfortable because you spoke very well tonight, and spiritual warfare is deep. And, you know, it's many pieces and components to that. And I personally appreciate you supporting the station and the leading ladies and just sharing what you had to share from your heart. But I just want you to know when the mic is yours, it's yours, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Love you, Tracy. Sorry.
Love you, too.
Amen.
Amen. Continue.
Oh, I mean to continue?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh, I've closed my document. But I'm so sorry. I misunderstood you. Okay. Hold on.
Nope. You know what, Trace? Since your document is closed, we do a part two. Because I really feel like we, it's meaty. This is meaty. And we don't want to rush
it. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and we want and to be honest, you did give a wealth of information that gives us a lot to. Because I was taking my notes, I took your cue at the beginning, so I knew. But you gave us a lot of food to think on and absorb, so we can absorb this part, and then we'll be ready for the second course of the meal.
Yes, it is a lot. God was just giving me so much, and it's so many components to it. I encourage everyone to first pray. God will meet you right where you are. And if you took notes, go back and look at the scriptures and meditate it. And know that all of the ladies on this line are praying for you, and we know God will meet you just where you are and touch your heart and touch your mind. In the name of Jesus.
Tracy, go ahead.
Ladies, if anybody has questions about tonight's topic, if they want to do a follow-up, can you give them the information of where they may want to submit any personal questions relating to the first segment of this topic?
LaShawn, do you want to take it, or do you want me to provide my email address?
I can take it. Sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net.
Okay, great. So if there are any follow-up questions or things that you have in your notes that you have questions, please send it to sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net, and the team, Evangelist O'Brien, Minister Wright, and Sister Tracy will definitely work towards getting any particular questions that you have, you know, and of course your anonymity will be respected.
Amen.
And Tracy, can you close us out, please?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for the line, for the resources that you've given us. Oh God, we thank you that you will continue to minister to our hearts and minds. We pray for those who have not received the gift of salvation, that they will call on you and accept you in their hearts, oh God. We know, Father God, this is a process, oh God, but we believe you will welcome us with open arms regardless of where we are. We thank you, oh God, that we are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. We will go forth in the earth realm, breaking and destroying every stronghold and every yoke of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of those who are represented over this line. We thank you for the hedge of protection. We thank you for love and peace. Thank you, oh God, that you continue to intercede for us. We thank you, oh Holy Spirit, that you continue to guard our feet. Father, we bless your holy name. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
What a beautiful topic. It was right on time. So we look forward to part two.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you,
awesome.
Lady.
Thanks,
Tracy.
Thank
Have
you.
A blessed one, everyone.
Peace and blessings. Good night.
Good night.